From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraq's prime minister calls on Islamic State fighters in Fallujah to stop fighting. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns. In a national address on state television, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that government forces have gained control over most of the city of Fallujah. He did say there were still some pockets that needed to be cleaned out. He addressed members of the Islamic State directly, saying there's no place for you in Iraq. He said, I have promised to liberate Fallujah, and our troops fulfilled that promise. Your leadership has abandoned you. They made promises to you, and they failed their promise. Iraqi special forces battled their way into the center of Fallujah on Friday, capturing a key neighborhood and a government complex from Islamic State. IS militants reportedly pulled back to the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind booby-trapped buildings and streets, a network of underground tunnels, and snipers. At least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist Local Coordination Committee said that the seven people were killed in the city's Katirigi neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels, meanwhile, have attacked the western half of the city, which is under government control, with rockets and mortars. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.